Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with John Fancy talking about enterprise integration with Logic Apps.
Indeedy.
Good
yes,
stuff.
Thanks.
All right. So what does that mean, enterprise integration?
What does that mean? Well, what that means is we have a number of features that are new. They previewed in the end of June for Logic Apps, which are around enterprise scenarios. So these are really two key pieces, which are XML processing and validation and transformation that people have to do, and typically enterprises have to do these things to transfer one message format to another,
right.
And B2B. And B2B is the kind of protocols that have been around for like a really long time, EDIFACT, X12, and also AS2 for doing secure communications between business partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is stuff that I've had to do, 12, 13 years ago with BizTalk, and it wasn't super fun, but BizTalk took care of it. And we would kind of left hand, right hand, we always called it. Pull this from the left hand, put that to the right hand. Transformation work.
That's right, yeah. And it's really around, you know, how do we cloud enable those types of processes which have typically resided on premises, and then how do we get these running in the cloud? Because especially for like B2B, that data is leaving the organization anyway and going to a business partner. So it's an ideal place to be able to run these workloads in a scalable way, you know, massive scale in Azure, and getting all the flexibility and connectivity as well as access to other Azure services that you get in Logic Apps, all kind of as part of the overall process.
Presumably also an opportunity to bring in more new things like OneDrive or Box.
Absolutely.
That didn't exist when we started doing this work in the old days.
Yeah, this is not just about kind of FTP and file anymore. You know, you can take and get stuff from anywhere using any of the Azure services with Logic Apps.
Yeah. All right.
So just maybe a little bit more context around that in terms of what the enterprise integration features are. And we've got this thing called the Enterprise Integration Pack, which, as I said, is previewed recently. So, you know, we've been in preview a few weeks. Went out around about the same time as Logic Apps GA'd. And what this gives you is a set of protocols for doing enterprise workloads. EDIFACT and X12 is two of the main ones. And then XML processing. This gives you the opportunity to take data in any format, because Logic Apps is actually pretty agnostic. It likes to default to JSON, but you can pass XML in.
Right.
And then you need to validate that XML, and then it comes in, you know, things like XML schema. You know, how do I make sure that that's a valid message? And then what do I do if it's not a valid message?
Yep.
With EDI, you get into things like debatching, where I actually receive a whole chunk of stuff in a flat file, and I need to shred that out into individual records and process them one by one. And the same in reverse with batching, when I actually want to generate these things and send them out to the business partner. So there's actually quite a lot to each of these individual business processes and protocols. So we try to wrap that up into a really easy to consume way in Logic Apps, so that these are just cards on the designer that you can just connect these things together and create things called agreements and trading partners, and just start doing business with one another and really reduce the friction that you typically get if you're doing this stuff on premises with opening firewalls and all the rest of the stuff goes on.
So you receive one document. You can receive that document over TCP, you can receive it on a queue, you can get it via email, any number of different ways. That document needs to be well-formed, it needs to be valid. It might then fan out into a bunch of other sub-workflows that each need to be atomic and handled, and we'll do all of that in the cloud.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So I think central to this is this thing that's called an integration account. So the schemas, the maps, the trading partners, agreements, and all the other stuff is a set of things that you need to manage in its own right. You know, how do you deal with all this stuff? So we've got this integration account, which is a first-class resource in Azure, so you can manage it through, you know, ARM templates and an API for this thing, and you can then upload and manage the schemas, maps, and then consume them from a Logic App. And this includes trading partner management as well as, the other pieces like the agreements, which are actually, you know, how do I do business between these trading partners? Maybe I need to sign them with using this particular certificate, and you can put the certificates in there, and that has integration with Key Vault as well. So we make sure that any sensitive information we actually put into Key Vault, and then we fetch it at runtime. So we have a nice secure setup here with the integration account, providing a nice way of the Logic Apps, across Logic Apps, being able to access those resources easily.
Now, is this a good choice for people who have an existing investment in BizTalk and have done this work before and they want to move to the cloud? And also for people who have these relationships but maybe haven't been introduced to BizTalk and they want to just start in the cloud?
Yeah, both really. So for BizTalk customers who are looking at how they can move some of these workloads to the cloud, we actually have portability of these artifacts, so the schemas and maps, you can actually just move them from one to the other.
Nice.
So you can just take them and put them in Azure. Mm-hmm. With Maps, you know, we are going to be adding support because Maps get complex. We have our XLT implementation for these, lets you do things like scripting and calling out to custom assemblies, and we're going to provide support for all of that as well in the future.
Nice.
And we're actually leveraging Azure Functions behind this to provide a nice sandbox for that, for customers, all kind of buried down in the implementation details. Right now, there's a little bit of work you have to do to set that up, but that'll all go away and you'll just actually be able to get the full power of running custom code, you know, in the same ways you can do with functions directly in LogicApps. We're leveraging the same capabilities to extend
really meaningful
it.
For people, because there's a whole world of integration that I think we, as kind of like the mainstream web developer, doesn't realize that makes the world work.
Yeah,
and a lot of this work, these XSLT transformations and the work that happens in these formats is so meaningful that we have a way to jump into the cloud and integrate with all these other options.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a great way of being able to go backwards and forwards between these two worlds. You know,
right.
With the great support we have in LogicApps for format translation, for going from XML to JSON and vice versa, converting to Base64 where you're doing code things, we have all this built into LogicApps. So yeah, you can receive something in JSON, convert it to XML, turn it into another format using XSLT, and then send it out to a flat file that somebody
picks
up.
And that used to be done in fairly problematic code that was not really easy to do in an error, in a clean way. And now with all of the diagnostic stuff that we saw in the other video, you can debug these as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
So let's go ahead and make this more concrete. So
make it real.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of things here. Let's start with the integration account. This is what I was just talking about. When I open this up in the portal, mm-hmm. You see I have a number of containers, schemas, maps, certificates, partners, and agreements. Okay. What I'm going to focus on here is the XML processing capabilities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can just open these up and I've got an order schema. And these are just, you know, links that I can open up and just see what's in there and manage it, delete them, update
them. Yeah,
that
looks like BizTalk 2003 to me.
That's an XML schema. As I said, so the next step, you know, from this integration account, and you know, I could just add a new one of these things and upload it from my file system or deploy it via ARM templates, so I get full
And these are the XML schemas that you have an investment in already in your business. You just upload them as is. I did a lot of work in XML Spy 20 years ago.
Right, yeah, me too. So, and this is a big deal, right? Because you can spend a lot of time creating these schemas, creating the maps that map from one schema format to another one.
It's meaningful. It represents intellectual property that matters to your business.
Absolutely, yeah. And going forward, where this is really, really going to matter is when we add more connectivity to on-premise systems like SAP and others. Like, what do you do with invoices and orders when you receive them? They go to your ERP system on premises. You need a way of mapping between these traditional flat files and SAP and then other modern formats. Maybe you want to mix in some SaaS services in with this to enrich the data, right? Mm-hmm. That you can do all of this very easily using these protocols, but using this modern way of constructing
these workflows. Stuff like this wasn't possible before. If you had an XML document that represented a customer and had their address in it, and you wanted to do something like call out to a third-party service to validate that address, that's a month-long integration process and a bunch of custom code and DOM manipulation, and now it's going to be a call out to an existing API app that or a third-party API app, and it's going to all work in Azure.
Yep. So if I open up the other artifact that I had on my desktop there, this is a LogicApp, which we call a Vetter pipeline. So this is, again, a traditional processing pattern for BizTalk where you would take a request, in this case is over HTTP, and then validate that. So I'm going to be receiving XML, or at least I expect to receive valid XML. I'm going to validate that against a schema. And you know, when I open this up, you can see I pick the schema here. There it is, yeah. And if I just click the drop down, I would see all the schemas. I've only got one because there's only one in the integration account. And I pass in, you know, the content that was received, and then I want to do a transformation on it. It works the same way, you know. Here, I just specify again the map.
And then I see your function container.
And you see my function container.
And I'm asking, where was this 10 years ago? Where was Azure and Logic Apps and all of this great stuff when I was doing this work so many years ago?
Yeah, things have moved on a little bit.
But this is great. So now you've even got conditions in here to go and check that the resulting XML.
Yeah, so what this is doing is using a language function in Logic Apps to do an XPath into that data. And here I'm literally just counting that it's got a root node in it, just to keep it simple.
Yeah.
I should mention along the way that this is actually a Logic App that I've created from a template. Hmm. So I just want to kind of call that out because we released some documentation last week, actually, which lets everybody try this for themselves. So add on GitHub here, you can just click this deploy to Azure button. We deploy an ARM template. It deploys everything that I'm showing here. So in one template, it deploys an integration account. It deploys the map and the schema in the integration account, creates a logic app, and then wires the whole thing up. And then, you know, when you're done with that, you can just post a message into it and see it working.
And the other thing that's nice about this, of course, is this idea of the Azure Functions as a complementary bit of technology that makes logic apps even better.
It really is, yeah. I mean, the ability to just put that little piece of code that you've got to put somewhere quickly and easily into that workflow is super useful for that. And if you're thinking, you know, more reuse, you may go to like API apps, and then we have integration into that as well, or other APIs.
Right. But, you know, but you sometimes really an important part of your business is 5 or 6 lines of code and an integration with another partner, and you're all set.
It's just, how do I get the job done a lot of times, right? And it's like, again, how to remove the friction, how to just be more productive with this. These things like functions integration really helps in raising the productivity of integration developers here.
So people who have an investment in XML, investment in an XML schema, they've got a lot of these partner work that's happening on premises right now. They can start thinking about moving that to Logic Apps in Azure now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, again, as I mentioned, this stuff is in preview right now. So. Mm-hmm. There's obviously the usual caveats with services are in preview. So,
but they can sign up and give it a try and start doing their planning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And we hope it won't be too long before we get to GA with this, you know.
This is called the Enterprise Integration Pack for Logic Apps?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, so just to finish this off, like after the condition, which is going to evaluate to find the root node, is then going to go down this yes path and send a response back. So. If I just prove that this thing works, I can go to Postman. Again, the GitHub repo that I showed there has these artifacts in there, so it gives you some test messages to try out as well, just to, again, make it super easy for people to understand what's going on and how it works and try it for themselves. And I can just take this order message and paste it in. The logic app's going to run, and you see I get a response back here. And, you know, if I flip back to the logic app and just move over a bit, and, you know, one of the great features we added just before GA's is refresh button, which I think
it's the little things.
And you can see there the one that just ran. Yeah.
Oops. Yep. And then of course from there you can go off and see all of the diagnostics and details.
Yeah, and just give it a little second to appear and it'll show the exact path that it took through that that workflow. Yeah, and there we go. So you can see the steps. Now if validation failed, it'll fail the rest of the workflow. This is where I put in, this is the logic in Logic Apps. I can decide what to do if the validation failed and go down another path and add an if then else construct there and do something else. Maybe I want to dead letter that item and pick it up from another process.
And again, thinking of dead letters, you could go and plug in all the other things from Azure that's supported in Logic Apps. These documents could now be thrown on Azure Service Bus and in queues and move their way through the system.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very cool. You're going to make a lot of people very happy with this.
I hope so.
Great. We're learning all about enterprise integration with Logic Apps here on Azure Friday.